If we want spiritual satisfaction and rest, if we desire rescue, then we must deal in truth. Truth begins with understanding our problem from God's perspective and then leaning in to the promise of His Word. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In Judges chapter 6 and verse 10, God points out that His people have not obeyed His Word. Instead of not fearing the enemy, they did fear the enemy and also worshiped the gods of the Amorites. So God must deal with this situation. But instead of dealing with the nation, we are now peeking in on an individual. And with this snapshot, we see the general mindset of the people of Israel. Listen to what Gideon says to the Lord in Judges chapter 6, verses 11 through 13. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Please, sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all of this happened?" Gideon and the people in general blame God for their circumstances instead of their own sin. They said things like, "If God really loved us, if God were really powerful, if God really cared about us, then nothing like this would have happened. I wouldn't be hiding out here in this wine press threshing out the grain." So in Gideon's mind, God is the one to blame for the plight of the Israelites. But it's almost as if God doesn't even pay attention to Gideon's complaint and to his whining. Instead, God repeats a truth three different times. In verse 12, He says, "The Lord is with you." In verse 14, He says, "Do not I send you." And in verse 16, He says, "But I will be with you." But Gideon is still not convinced by the words of this messenger. He needs assurance that this messenger is none other than God Himself. So Gideon makes a request. "If I've found favor, let me know that it is you without a doubt, God." Because Gideon knows that with God's promise comes His power, His authority. So Gideon sets up the scene. He asks the messenger to stay right there while he goes to prepare a meal. Gideon comes back and he sets the meal down, and then the messenger takes over. The messenger touches the meal with the tip of his staff and a flame shoots up. And then the messenger disappears. So how does Gideon respond? This messenger's identity has been revealed. It was God. God answered his request. God was favorable towards Gideon. Is Gideon excited? Is he pleased? Is he relieved? No, he's fearful. He quickly realizes that he has been in the presence of God and His majestic holiness, and he now fears for his life. And at this point, it's almost like our natural response is to console Gideon and to tell him that, "Gideon, God is a warm and cuddly God, and you can crawl up into His lap. He's not meant to be feared like this." But listen to what Del Ralph Davis says. "We treat intimacy with God as an inalienable gift rather than an indescribable gift. There's nothing amazing about grace as long as there is nothing fearful about holiness." So now Gideon knows. He has confirmation of the messenger's identity. It was the Lord, and He is holy and can be trusted. And God has promised His presence, His authority, to bear on the situation, which makes Gideon's perceived weakness absolutely obsolete. My friends, we need a dose of this today. The righteous and all-holy Jesus has told us that all authority has been given unto Me, therefore go and make disciples, and behold, I will be with you until the end of the age. A promise like that allows us to move and operate in confident reverence, not cowardice. Nothing brings assurance like God saying, "I am with you." And nothing is more overwhelming than knowing it is the God of all holiness and of the universe who says it. When you pray today, please remember Michael Strong and his family, our missionaries in Minnesota. And also remember the Ukrainian LifeWord broadcast in Canada, United States, and the Ukraine.